And within 2 weeks, I had totally trained him. And I'm bilingual. And I went and told her in my good Spanish what I thought of her. I said, you were just lazy. You didn't try to do anything with this child. And whenever he saw her in his pants, you beat the hell out of him. So, of course, he's a nervous wreck right now. Now you wouldn't know it was the same child. He's so adjusted, you know. And he had a club foot that had been operated on when he was a child in Mexico. And I blame the school district he was in. They did nothing to get a corrective shoe for that child. And so I did that, of course, because it makes them crooked, you know, if they don't get to walk straight, you know. You wouldn't think it's the same child at all. And she still can't do anything with him. We have to do everything. We have to cut his hair. We have to do everything.
Is that associated with the church?
Huh?
Is that associated with the church?
No, no. It's mental health and mental retardation.
What?
This is the regional office. The main office is here.
I heard you say
it's
the
Tropical Texas Center is the name of it. Tropical Texas Center, mental health and mental retardation.
Well, isn't it in the church over there, in the church building?
Yes, but that's just because we didn't have a building.
Right.
We're just in there because it's very spacious and has all the accommodations. And this the main office is here in the old hospital. And Mr. Marion Shire is the director of the whole program. And then my directors, Mr. Lee Prodell, is in charge of the division of mental retardation. And then Sister Mary Margaret Walsh, who is a lay nun, is my immediate supervisor. And then I serve in that capacity as head teacher or principal for this unit. And I have an assistant teacher and two aides on the job. We're really overloaded and understaffed, but then they'll get it adjusted eventually because I have 30 of them, and they're teenagers. We only have one child that's crippled in a wheelchair. And he's a spastic child. He's a very nice child. He's not 19. And he knows a little bit more than the rest of them. He's just there because of his crippled condition. He can't manipulate in the public schools, you know. And so many of the children come from far. And see, I served as a counselor in far for 7 years.
Oh, you did?
So I knew them. So I knew them. I set up the counseling program for the junior high school there in 1964. You see, I taught here 35 years.
What did you teach?
I first started out with business administration and athletics. And then it went on to first one thing and another, and I got practically all the coaching jobs for girls, you know, basketball and tennis and everything. And then it wasn't long after that, I began getting into administration. And the last 22 years, I served in administrative capacity. In fact, I organized the first visiting teacher program, which is school social service work, in 1944 for the Edinburgh District. And you see, it's reputed to be one of the largest districts in the United States. It covers 965 square miles. It's larger than the state of Rhode Island. It's in a consolidated area. And I served as visiting teacher for that until 1950 because we knew that the Gilmer Aiken program was coming on, which is part of Texas education, and they were going to start counting the money they gave us on the attendance of the children. And my object was to normalize home conditions and keep them in school, you know. And so then in 1950 then, I was called by the superintendent to take over both the census and transportation paperwork for the Texas Education Agency because the lady was elderly and she'd had a stroke. So that was added to my program. And of course, I gradually had more staff. And toward the last, I had five visiting teachers and three or four assistants because the paperwork was pretty heavy and my records were auditable, had to be audited. And then too, I had a lot to do with establishing the crippled children's program in the county, special education field was just coming in. And in 1949, I organized the Easter Seals Society, just locally. Dallas had kept sending the stamps to the schools and I took care of them. So I talked to the superintendent and I said, I'm going to try to organize a county organization. We need it. And they wanted it valley-wide, but it's too unwieldy for valley-wide.